Blog Talk Radio.
Tell me how.
And let yourself go. Forget what you heard, but act like you know. I want to say what's up to all my friends, family, and the freaks for listening in to Dirty After Dark. Every edition of Dirty After Dark is special, so this is no exception. This edition is all about marriage, money, and children edition of Dirty After Dark. But before I get started, I want to thank everybody for listening last week. When I was doing the show on putting women on blast. And let's just say, I got a blast myself. And that's what I always say. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or complaints, please hit me up at 347-857-3969. And I'll tell you, after the show, I got blasted myself. I had people calling me out. I had some people talking about I didn't go deep enough as far as the topics. I had other people saying I was putting them out on Front Street. I had people saying that the topic itself wasn't necessary. But you know what? I love comments. I love negative, positive comments. It lets people know that they're listening to the show and that my impact is having an effect upon them. So I'm going to keep doing what I do, and I'm going to do it well, because that's the only way I know how to do it. On Dirty After Dark, 924 Network, it's your boy, Jay Floyd. So, once again, it's on, and we're going to make a deal to do. And, like I said, for the next hour or so, I'm going to give you that rough as it is raw. And I hope y'all had a wonderful, wonderful week. I know I did. It's hump day. One of the best days of the week is that hump day. You know I like to go in. So I'm just going to go out right off the cuff. I'm going to do what I do, and I do it well. Dirty After Dark, like I said, hit me up at 347-857-3969. Once again, 347-857-3969. So this episode is about marriage, money, and children. And let me tell you, I could do a whole show just on marriage, another show on money, and another show on children. So, with that being said, if I go a little long-winded on one subject, please understand, I'll just have to make it up on the next show. And I know y'all been crying and screaming to get another show in, so it is what it is. So first I want to talk about marriage. You know, I had to talk to my boys at the water cooler today, and I had to get my bros insight on marriage. I had to get my homies, I had to get my road dogs, I had to get my people insight on marriage. And what I got was, you know, you get the guy's perspective, you get the girl's perspective, you get the perspective of the expert, and you get your own personal experiences. So first, I talked to my homies about marriage. And ladies, it is a very, it's a sanctity. It still is, it resonates in men's hearts. Marriage is still a wonderful and beautiful thing. Good men still want to be married, still want to be involved with a serious woman. It's just the environment's changing, the whole surrounding of marriage is changing. I'm going to discuss that because less and less people are getting married. I just read a stat today that for the first time in the history of the United States, single people have taken over married people. So there are more single people than there are married. And that says a lot. And then I'm going to get into why that is. Why is that so? But the sanctity of marriage is nothing new. It's been around for thousands of years. Marriage has been around for thousands of years. Let me tell you something about marriage through time. The ancient Egyptian women had the same rights and privileges as their male counterparts. They had more legal rights than their rights were based upon their class system. So let's say a princess or a prince had more legal rights as far as marriage than a carpenter or a mason or whatnot. After marriage, and this is in ancient Egyptian times, women held control of the independence, the property, the wealth, and either person could easily be divorced. There was no legal or religious ceremony to formulate marriage. In fact, ancient Egypt didn't even have a word for ceremony. I guess back then, back in ancient Egyptian times, when you wanted to get married, you just basically said, hey, you know, I'm feeling you, you're feeling me. Let's go make this official. But they already signed their prenup agreement. If this doesn't work out, I still keep mine and you still keep yours. But it's funny because it says subsequently a woman shared control of her husband of all his property during the marriage. So if either person dies, if the woman dies, he gets all her property. If the man dies, he gets all their property, and they're free to marry again. So it's sort of similar to what it is in 2015 as far as marriage. But that was the Egyptian time. But that wasn't the norm throughout history. Medieval Christians, Christian marriages were thought to be made by heaven and therefore can never be broken. The father of the bride gave a dowry of land or money to the groom. So imagine in 2015, and this lets me know it still happens in other countries, but just imagine in 2015, the father of the bride goes up to the groom and says, yo, here's a portion of my land, or here's a bag of gold, not only to marry my daughter, but to make sure that you two are in a position to be successful in life. Now, certain cultures still do that, but, you know, that's few and far between. If the marriage is unsuccessful back in the medieval times, the wife and the dowry are returned to the father's home, but neither partner were allowed to remarry. So if it's one and done, it's basically one and done back then. So if everything goes south, the father gets back his money and his daughter, but she can never be married again. That's deep. That is deep. Another example, the ancient Japanese. In the 1400s, married couples did not live together in Japan. Crazy. Can you imagine that? You did not even live together in Japan. They stayed in separate houses, meeting only at night. The old Japanese word for marriage meant slip into the house by night. So imagine that, ladies and gents. Imagine that back then in the 1400s in Japan, you got married to your wife, and then y'all stayed in separate houses. Separate houses. So your only consummated marriage at night, where he creeps. So I guess that's where creep comes from, right? When you creep on it, when you creep into the bedroom late at night, and that's the case in the Japanese. That is something. That is absolutely something. That is crazy. So I think say that marriage is universal. Marriage has been around for thousands of years in many different countries. Different times and everything. I want to talk to y'all about dating and marriage in the United States is one thing, but when you're talking about cultures and environments from around the world, it's a totally different thing. Afghanistan, yes, I mentioned it in Afghanistan. I don't know if I ever get dirty after God mentioned Afghanistan. Dating is rare because marriages are arranged. And let's talk about that, okay? Marriages are arranged by parents and schools for separate boys and girls. The opportunities to meet are rare. Girls have a 7 p.m. curfew while boys have an 11 p.m. curfew. Now, let's talk about arranged marriage. This is a situation where the parents of the boy and girl get together and say, okay, as early as she's 10, 11, 12 years old, and say, we're going to marry our two people. We're going to marry our sons and daughters off to bond these two families together. Now, your 15-year-old son and my 12-year-old daughter have nothing in common, but they're going to get married. And hope is that they learn to love each other. So they work out agreements. So at the tender age or when they're ready to accept it, they get married. So ladies in the United States and overseas, you ladies are talking about finding a good man to marry, but there are other countries where marriage is already prepared, arranged, just like Chinese takeout. You get the number 6 with soy sauce. It's already been arranged. It's already been manufactured. You have little to no say-so in a marriage. And the ladies now are complaining that they can't find a man. Shoot, don't go to Afghanistan. A man's already been picked out. Picked out, dished out, served out. It's already been done. In Central and South America, dating is not allowed until you're 15. And when you come of age, most boys and girls date in large groups. And they go out for weekend parties. When not dancing, kids gather for local clubs and eat and drink. Think about it. You're not allowed to date until you're 15, which I understand the point. You know, all my listeners who got children out there, teenagers, you know, they start to see the opposite sex and they try to do what they do. It's different. It's so different. Let me throw out one other. In Iran, it is against the law to date in Iran. Teens are separated until they are marrying age, and then their families introduce them, and there's a courtship. So it's illegal. So ladies, once again, we're all going out to clubs and going to social events to meet men and women. But there are some countries you can't even date. It's illegal to date. That's research by birth. But in other countries, it's just the way it is. So people need to really understand how marriage worldwide has become more and more a side item as opposed to a main course. Marriage is declining. and I can speak from experience because I was married. And I had a 3.5-year marriage, and I've been divorced now for more than 10 years. There are more divorces than there are divorce population is the fastest growing population in the United States. If you had to pick a marital status, married, single, engaged, divorced is the fastest growing. The number of people divorced has quadrupled from 4.3 million in 1970 to 18.3 million in 1996. That represents about 10% of the adult population. People who have never married has doubled since 1970. I want to go into that. We married for different reasons. We married for love. We married for finances. We married for security. That's what I did. We married for comfort. We married for so many, a variety of different reasons. And whether we married because we were too young, we had children, what have you, sometimes it just doesn't work out. And then afterwards, you're left with that void. If marriage is difficult, divorce is worse. Because you're giving so much of your time and your money and your emotion into this relationship that didn't pan out the way you expected it. So now you have to cut ties, sever ties. And sometimes it's very difficult, ladies and gentlemen, to cut these ties, to sever these ties, because you have time, money, children, property invested into this marriage. Divorce is messy. It never goes the way you want to. I've never heard of a clean divorce where everybody gets their way. I've heard a song, it's cheaper to keep her. Because if you try to divorce her, it's a nightmare. But I've seen that, you know, when people marry and people divorce and they marry again. I've known people who've married people 2-3 times. I knew an individual, a coworker of mine, several years ago. He married the same woman twice. And guess what? Divorced her ass again. He married the same woman twice and then divorced her again. Nobody wants to be lonely. Everybody wants somebody to love, to cherish, to caress, to fulfill. But sometimes you settle. Sometimes you settle. And people don't need to be settling. People don't need to be going through those situations where I'm married and I learned to love him. I never understood arranged marriages, but the statistics show that arranged marriages last longer than typical traditional marriages. But I think that's because of the environment and the culture. If you grew up in an arranged marriage, you grew up in that environment, your mom had an arranged, your mother had an arranged marriage, your grandmother, your grandfather had an arranged marriage, you tend to accept those arranged marriages. I'm not saying it don't work. I'm just saying it may not work for you. But it's different. I mean, you got to know who you're marrying, why you're marrying, and what degrees of marriage that you're talking about. Marriage is deep. So for all my single folks out there who've never been married, you have to put a lot of things in consideration. So when I come back from the break, I'm going to talk more about single people who are looking to be more marriage-minded and what to look for. And once again, why there's so many single people out there. But I don't think it's an epidemic. I don't think it's a problem. I just think it's just the way life is at this point where people are more focused on certain aspects of their life. So with that being said, I'll be right back. Dirty After Dark, 924 Network. I'll holler.
back. Dirty After Dark is with boy Jay Slow or Jay Sizzle. And shoot, I'm trying to go home with damn stuff. Anybody want me to come home? Come home with them? Hit me up on 347-857-3969. Once again, 347-857-3969. So, before the break, I was talking about single women, single people who are trying to be more marriage conscious. And there's some things you want to be able to do. There's some things you want to look for. If you're looking to be marriage, if you're single and looking to be married, marriage conscious, here's some things you want to look out for. Here's the things you want to do. I guess you want to be committed to dating, okay? And I got an article that I read that technology has ruined the dating scene. It has truly ruined it. How online dating, how technology, cell phones and Skype and things like that have ruined the actual concept of chivalry, the old-fashioned dating scheme. So it's something that we need to address, that we need to start committing to dating again, going through the process, especially if you're trying to establish a foundation. If you're looking to establish a foundation, you need to go through the course of dating. Don't get me wrong, fellas. You know, we go in, we're physically attracted to this beautiful woman, and oh my goodness, she's got a body from hell, and she's gorgeous, and she's sexy, and all we want to do is zoom, 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 and boom, boom. But there's more than that, fellas. There's more than that. We got to be committed to getting to know her from a mental, emotional, a spiritual level. We got to go. We got to do things that no man has ever done before, and that's get to know her from a standpoint of a mental aspect. So, my brothers, we have to go back to dating. If you get her mind, her body will follow, brothers. We got to go back to dating women again. Let's do it. Let's date our women instead of trying to, pardon the expression, fuck our women. Let's date them. Let's get to know them mentally. Find their likes and dislikes. One of my married homeboys, shout out to him, told me his wife is his best friend. I could talk to her about damn near anything. We talk every day, just on a friendship basis. Every day you communicate. That's the key. Regardless of what I may talk about, it's key. You got to be able to communicate. Fellas, if you can't communicate, there's no point even getting married. I'll stand testimony. I'll stand on a sack of Bibles for that, because that was the reason for my divorce. My ex-wife and I couldn't communicate. We couldn't understand each other. She was on a different wavelength. I was on a different wavelength. We weren't on the same page. We weren't evenly yoked, as the marriage counselor told us. But please understand that y'all have to commit to getting to know some person, getting to know somebody, putting in that time and work. And it's not easy. You're going to fall. You're going to make mistakes. But you got to put in that work. The next thing you got to do, you got to know yourself. You have to know yourself. How, ladies, how in the world are you going to try to find the perfect man to marry when you don't know yourself? You got to know yourself, ladies. You got to commit the time, the energy into knowing oneself. If you don't want to face up to your insecurities and your problems and your flaws, God, how are you going to put up with his? Ladies, you got to know yourself. You got to have a high self-esteem. I'm going to say that again. You got to have a high self-esteem to get married. Because if you're trying to get married with a low self-esteem, thinking he's going to help you and he's going to build your self-esteem, you're setting yourself up for failure. Okay? Confidence attracts confident people. If you're confident in yourself, ladies, you're going to find a confident man. If you're showing insecurity, you'll probably find an insecure man with baggage. Okay? Ladies, I talked about this to some friends. Y'all got to be selective. Fellas, you too. Because the ladies were calling us out last week when I was talking to them. Why are the brothers always shaking from the hoe tree? One of my listeners called it the hoe tree. These fellas are always picking from the hoe tree, and they're picking the low-hanging fruit. And I had to use the analogy. When you're in the tree of life, or when you're trying to find them, if we're using an analogy that the best women are, the best women would be in the higher elevations of the tree, where the sun rays hit them, where they're exposed to the sky. Why would you, fellas, why would you pick up an apple on the ground when you know the best apples are in the top of the tree? Usually the apples that are on the ground, the low-hanging fruit, the easy pickings, got worms in them. Same goes for you, ladies. You kicking around these dirty apples, but the real good apples are the ones you're going to have to climb and elevate and work for. Be selective. Stop settling for that low-hanging fruit, for those easy pickings. It's called easy pickings for a reason, because they're easily obtainable. You got to elevate yourself. You got to go. You're going to have to work. When you climb that tree of life, you're going to have to work. It's not going to be easy, but once you get to a certain point where you can see, when you get into that tree and you can see over the mountain and you can see the scenery, that's when you'll find the best fruit. Now, granted, they only may be two or three. It's funny, when you're at the bottom shaking that whole tree, there's plenty of fruit hanging around there. But when you get to the top, you see maybe one or two good fruit, good pieces of apple. And I'm using that as an analogy to say that you got to work for what you do. You got to work for what you want. You can't be digging in at the bottom of the barrel and then complaining about it. That's the worst part about it. You know that you're digging around in garbage, but you're complaining about the garbage you're picking. First of all, you shouldn't be messing around with them garbage-ass people, ladies and men, okay? Another thing, you want to date consciously, okay? You want to pay attention to details and get your act together. Looks do matter, so dress for success. Poor hygiene, bragging, literally, just slouching, that's not going to get it. But that goes back to being confident. You shouldn't have a slouchiness or arrogance when you have a high, when you're confident in yourself. Poor hygiene is not an issue when you're a confident person. See, it's about knowing yourself. You want to be the best you possible to attract the best mate possible. So you got to know your environment and know who you are. You can't be looking like a bum and want a princess. Ladies, you can't be dressing like a hoe and trying to find a good man. Let me say that again. You can't be dressing like a hoe and find a good man. There's nothing wrong with being sexy, but there's a discretion involved with sexy. If you out there at the club showing your tits and showing your ass and showing all these assets, you're misguided if you think you're going to find a good man, because all he's going to see is your tits and ass. Be conscious when you date. What you wear, how you look, affects who you pull, who is attracted to you. If you look like a clown, you're gonna find clowns. If you look like a stripper, you're gonna find men who are gonna pay for it. You see what I'm saying? You dress the part. I'm not saying you should be walking around and you know, house mom or a mom jean type situation, but know the environment. Know that when you dress a certain way, you're going to attract a certain man. Men are visual creatures to begin with, so please understand that, okay? Here's and another thing. Understand what a girl or guy wants. Guys, here's what women want. They want to be cherished. They want to be showed love to. They want to be given security, provisions, protection. They want to feel like a woman. Whether you rich or whether you poor as hell, a woman wants you to be a man. A woman wants you to make her feel secure when she goes to bed. That's what a woman wants. As well as about other things, but the main staple is a woman wants a man to be a man. And ladies, women, don't try to send your man running to the hills, okay? Let him be a man. You know, keep a timeline in the back of your head, but also let your relationship deepen and natural over time. See, ladies, you get to this thing when you find a good man, oh, my God, we got to move forward. Move forward. Full steam ahead. And you may just want to just slow your roll and let it flow. Let the natural progression and blossom process. Now, I'm not saying put in institute the 90-day rule, because we talked about that. What I'm trying to say is let things flow. Let things come to a natural course. Always compare it to, you know, when you're cooking, when you're boiling water, let it come to a boil. It starts off room temperature. But as you heat it up a little bit over time, it starts to simmer. A few bubbles start to pop up. After that, it starts to get a little steam. Eventually, it gets red hot, smoking. That's when you know when it's ready. But it takes time. More people are involved. They think about this microwave relationship. We live in a microwave society. We push 2 minutes, it's ready, it's done. But ladies, as I'm trying to use these analogies, it's not cooked right. It's still cold and raw in the middle. And I'm referring to these relationships you're in. You want these ready to go. You want these popcorn relationships that are done and ready to go in 2 minutes, but they're not fully cooked. They haven't marinated. They haven't developed yet. And then you wonder why your man is the way he is, or you wonder why he didn't stay too long. Okay? Ladies, a true romance, a true marriage, a true relationship takes time. It takes sacrifice. It takes commitment. It takes letting down your guard, letting down your guard to open up to a new situation, a new romance. It's going to take time. It's going to take time. But you got to be ready to make that sacrifice. Okay? So, hey, I'm going to take a quick commercial break. When I come back from the break, we're going to go in on this marriage tip. I'm trying to see if I can squeeze in some little money, but I'm going to see on this Rough, Rugged, and Raw episode see if I can squeeze in dating and money. But we'll see. Call, hit me up at 347-857-3969. Once again, 347-857-3969. And I'll holler.
I know I'm not gonna sleep tonight, 'cause you're not by my side and that ain't right. I thought that we bought this bed for two, babe.
Maybe not me in particular, but you'll see a man like me. But shout out to my man P for holding it down as that Prince. That rough, rugged, and raw style. It's your boy Jay Flips and Jay Floyd. Giving that rough, rugged, and raw that you've never heard before. Hit me up at 347-857-3969. Once again, 347-857-3969. So, I got about 15 minutes left. And I swear, my time goes so fast, you know. It's crazy. My time goes so damn fast. I try to get in as much as I can. I'm going to have to start extending my shows because I can already tell I won't be able to get to my my topics on children and relationships. But don't worry. You don't have to worry. I'm going to get to you. Trust me. I'll put it in and I'll squeeze it to make it fit. That's how I like to say. So, love and happiness. When you're dealing with love and happiness, this is a topic that nobody likes to talk about, but it's a reason why relationships break up, and it's for the love of money. Money breaks up a relationship. Ladies, you don't see that, okay? Money breaks up a relationship, okay? Especially when you're making more money than he is. We're in 2015. The tide has turned. More women in college than men. More successful entrepreneur women than are men. That means the pay scales are going up. So ladies, you are turning into the breadwinners. But just because that doesn't mean that you have to emasculate the man in the process. Here are certain things that men and women need to do. First thing is to be honest. Be honest in your insecurities. Never let your financial differences become the elephant in the relationship. If it bothers you that she makes, fellas, if it bothers you that she wants to go to a fancy restaurant and expects you to pay, then say something. Okay, fellas? She doesn't know your financial status until you say something. Brothers, you should not feel intimidated with dating a woman who's financially successful. That's fine. Because whether she's making six or seven figures or whether she's collecting government assistance, she still wants a man to be a man. So, fellas, speak up, okay? It may not be politically correct to say, but it's so much better to just to be real and acknowledge, hey, you may go to this fancy restaurant once a week. For me and my income, it may take a month, every other month to go to this fancy restaurant. But let her know. She will respect you more if you say that than to try to ball out of control and then be broken pain. Come on, fellas. Okay? Fellas, it's no big deal to split the bill. Let me say it again. It's no big deal to split the bill. All right? While this may not be okay during the first dates, once you get established in a relationship, look, I am blown away when I'm on a date and I've been dating to one and she says, I got it. Oh, shit. You what? It's refreshing. Like I was telling a woman a couple of days ago, it's refreshing when a woman approaches a man and asks him to date and asks him for a dance. This is the millennial, ladies. You know, if a woman wants to pay for her meal or split the bill, that's perfectly acceptable. That's perfectly acceptable. All right? Fellas, when you're dealing with somebody who makes more money than you, and ladies, here's the deal. Here's the thing for you, ladies. Never put your partner down. Just because you're successful in business doesn't mean you're successful in life. And doesn't mean you have to belittle this individual just because he's not, well, he needs to be financially. But he could be successful in every particular avenue, spiritually, emotionally, physically. Just because you got money doesn't mean that your life is golden. Like the silly rapper said, no money, more problems. But don't try to put your partner down because he's not where you wanted, well, he's not where you're at financially. Because guess what? You may not be where he's at emotionally, spiritually, physically, mentally, sexually. Okay? Gentlemen, we need to strive to do better and not try to compete against each other. I heard the saying, and my parents used it, your money is my money. If I'm broke, we broke. If I got it, we got it. That's how a relationship should be. It's not what's mine is mine and what's his is mine. It shouldn't be we have separate bank accounts or he's got his money, I got my money. We all are, you know, hopefully we're financially responsible. Some are not. Hell, I'm still trying to pay off these goddamn student loans. But we have responsibilities. But we shouldn't have to compete against each other, okay? Everybody should be able to pull their weight, but you should be able to expect fairness. Ladies, you may want to go on a trip with your man. And he may have the time, but he may not have the resources because his resources are committed to other things. Just because he may not be able to commit to you at that particular moment doesn't mean he may not be committed to you in 6 months. And work out a pale relationship. You know, if you got it and he don't, he'll get it back to you. If you want to really go to this trip to Aruba and he's only able to chip in an X amount of dollars and it's cost another extra $400 or $500, if you got and you really want to go, then you make the sacrifice. But he needs to understand that, bro, man, on the fifth floor, you need to make this happen and work this off. It ain't a free ride. But I think a lot of ladies allow these men, I'm sorry, let me stop, those wannabe men to get a free ride. A true man wants to I put in a good day's work, I should get a good day's pay. And I think most men, some of these nouveau men, these nouveau riche men, want to be babied. They want another mother figure. They got mommy issues. So, fellas and ladies, to my beautiful ladies, we don't want to talk about it, but money is an issue. Money is an issue. Money is an issue. But if you have a strong relationship or you have a communication system, we could talk about that. You know, you could talk about that. And no matter what, whether it be money, marriage, sex, it can all be worked out through communication. All right? Ladies, you should be an asset to a strong man, a yin to his yang. Fellas, you should be that support system. I talked about last week that men are like bridges and women are the support systems, and you have to work together hand in hand in order to get to that destination. In order to get from point A to point B, you need a strong support system and the foundation to make it happen. Ladies, men, there are good men out there. There are damn good men out there. Okay? But if you're shaking up the whole tree, digging around at the bottom of the barrel, don't expect to find a good man that's going to make it happen. And that applies to you, fellas. There are good women out there, successful, intelligent, bright. And just because they're successful, intelligent, bright, financially stable, doesn't mean you should be intimidated by these women. You should be applauding these women because they are the exception to the rule. You should be applauding these beautiful women. You should be trying to go after them because they're obviously looking for that one piece in their life to make their life complete, and that's a good man. And I mentioned this last time, for every good man, where are all the good men at? Where are all the right women at? Just because you're financially stable doesn't mean you're the right man for him. Just because you have all the education doesn't mean you're the right man for him. He may be looking for a woman too. Yeah, they're looking for men too. He may be looking for a woman that's spiritually guided. Spiritually guided. Not necessarily financially or educationally. Spiritually guided. So you got to know, men have certain criteria of what we're looking for. She got to be this tall. She got to be this. She got to have this. She got to have the boobs and the breasts and the face and all that stuff. And that's great. We all look for the superficial, for the shallow things. But in reality, she could be a dime piece when she's going to bed, but when she wakes up and she's a dumb as a box of rocks, I don't think we're gonna last. I know as a man of, for me, a man of substance. And I'm selective in what I do and who I bring into my lifestyle. You have to come stimulate my mind, intrigue me. As fine as you are, and there are some beautiful women out there, stunners, shut it down. But if you're not stimulating my mind, damn, you might as well be hanging from the bottom of the tree. Ladies, you got to be able to know what you want and go after what you want. I think my personal opinion is you're not finding the man that you're looking for because you're not going after him. You're not going after him. You're waiting for him to come to you. You're waiting for this man. You're waiting for this man to come to you. Like Prince Charming on a white horse. and just knock on your door and says, here I am, the man of your dreams. It only works that way in Disney movies, baby. That's what only works out. You got to go out there and get yours. Just like you did with your education, just like you did with your career, you need to do with your man or the man that you're looking for. Go out there and get it. They're there. They're there. Go out there and get it. Don't get me wrong. They're in all shapes, colors, sizes, environments, cultures, creeds. But if you think you're going to find some love in a club, like Usher say, you got a better chance of getting struck by lightning and winning the lottery at the same damn time. Don't get me wrong. You go to the club to have fun. You're not particularly going to the club to find your mate. It's called love in the club. You figure it out. So, fellas, they're good women. There are plenty of good women. There are more women. Bruh, the pickings are bountiful as far as finding a good woman. See, fellas have never said we can't find a good woman. Fellas have always said we can't find the right woman. There are plenty of ladies, plenty of good women, but is she the right woman for you, brothers? Sisters, there are beautiful, there are handsome, intelligent, strong men out there. Go after them. Stop sitting around complaining with your girlfriends about how you can't find a good man. Hell, you ain't going to find a good man watching Housewives of Atlanta and Love and Hip Hop. You have to be more active in your life besides going to the club. You have to be more active in your life. You have to do things, experience life, travel abroad, see new things. You'll find the man that you're looking for. If you keep going in your route, God will place the man in your life. He'll place several. You just might pass him by because you weren't ready. Or he wasn't ready. Like I tell my boys, it's not finding a good woman. It's finding the right woman at the right time for you. I know I've made mistakes. I'm pretty sure with my rosy-colored glasses, I passed the right woman at that time. Hence, that's why I'm single now. But at least you know, at least I know what my mistakes were. And I'm trying to better my mistakes. I'm trying to better who I am. Trying to better what I need to be in life. And that's the key. Ladies, find a man who's trying to better himself, who's trying to be where he needs to be in life, who's trying to be the best man he can possibly be, the best father, the best son, the best brother, the best man, the best mentor. Those are your good men. Men that are trying to better themselves and better their community and better their families. Not the dude with the 26-inch rims and the wads of cash in his pocket and the Versace this and Versace that. Is he truly the man that you want in your life? Is he truly a man of substance? He's something, but he ain't substance. So I say this. First, you look within yourself, you find the person that you are. And when you find that person, you'll find the man that you're looking for. Fellas, they're good women. Just be able to do what you need to do and be that great man for that excellent woman. So, hey, my time is up. I know I got to get to some other topics. I know I got to get to them. I promise I'll get to them. If I don't get to them this weekend, I'll get to them next. Please hit me up, 347-857-3969. I want y'all to have a wonderful and blessed evening and know it's Dirty After Dark. It's your boy, Jay Floyd. And please, please, be good, be sexy, and I'll holler.